Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
All right, so you see this really sexy vampire on MTV, and he's like on MTV News being like, I'm a vampire for real, also my band is about to go on tour. And you're like, dang, that is a really cute vampire, I like him. Then outside of one of his shows, you see this guy who's got a limousine, and he's like, hey, I know this sexy vampire. I think he would really like you. And you're like, hell yeah. So you get in the limo. You're driven to his castle. You get out. Oh, my God, it's him. Dreams are coming true. Then it turns out he is a real vampire, and he eats you.
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out over real love and fake relationships.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Patrick. Is the question, what do you do?
Well, the question,
you're
like,
something
no,
to do.
You're dead.
You're dead. I'm just saying that he straight up told you, I am a real vampire. And you're like, I mean, you know, he can't really be a vampire.
Here's the thing, you didn't color in the story that way. So I just assumed the whole time you knew you were going to a vampire's house.
Well, I mean, you do sort of, but you're like on the assumption that there's no such thing as vampires, right?
Oh.
And then when he like climbs a wall and like bears his fangs at you, you scream because it's like, oh my God, people can't
do
that.
And then he kills you.
And then he kills and eats you.
Does he face like legal consequences?
Do you become a vampire?
No, he does not turn you, unfortunately.
Can I tell you?
The story is just a sad tale of a death.
Here's the thing. Here's my issue. Never go to a second location.
Never. Get in the car
like,
with
don't
someone
lose
who says,
this person.
Hey, I know
a hot guy.
No.
He's like,
How does he prove this to you?
I have a limousine. I represent.
Anyone can have a limousine. I go to a studio that's in Sun Valley every week, and there's a limousine parked on the street. That person could come.
You couldn't be coaxed into that limousine?
No, I cannot. I would be like, thank you, but no,
okay,
thank
what
you,
what if
I'll
the
walk.
Vampire's in the limousine?
Oh, well, then that's the thing. The person you're trying to see is there.
Okay. He's in the back of it, and he rolls on the window, and he's like...
And it's nighttime, I'm assuming.
Oh,
it's got to be. And he's like, hey, as you know, I'm a vampire. Come back to my house with
yes.
me.
Yes.
Okay. So you're saying the vampire, you're not getting in that limo unless said vampire is in
I wouldn't get in a limo if someone was like, the rest of SDS wants to see you. Like, I'm not getting in a limo.
Yeah, that's a trick.
That's how you trick people is right. Get in this limo, someone you want to see.
I love how your version of like, there's a puppy stuck in the crawl space is Patrick, Colin, and Kelly want to see you.
They're doing a special emergency recording. They need you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not getting in.
Yeah, you don't want to be left out of that.
You don't even check your phone and be like, hey, like, I feel like I would never like surprise, send a friend a limo without being like, hey, you're free tonight, right? Like or, yeah, checking in them. And let them know, like, I am indeed behind. So what if, okay,
mm-hmm.
do you think it's okay if the vampire,
mm-hmm.
you somehow have his number. I don't know how.
Okay, sure.
He texts you and
well,
he's
you don't
like,
have his number. He's a celebrity.
I know. That's the, it's I'm a, trying that's to a make
okay,
it
he,
easier.
Here's the thing. Mm. He slides into your DMs.
Yeah. Oh,
he DMs okay. you on IG.
All right.
Okay.
And he's got that certified check.
Yeah. And he's like, hey, get in that limo so that we can hang out at my house. So then, I think that's still, I'm still scared.
Okay, but wait a minute. He says, get in that limo, and then he gives you the limo license plate number.
Okay. And then he, also a picture of the driver, and it's the same guy. I would do that.
Well, and then you also know the driver's human.
Oh, because he can be on
there's a picture. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, what about digital cameras?
He have an Instagram.
Yeah. Wait.
Well, he would take pictures of like the crowd, or right? He's a vampire rock star.
Okay. There's what about? Lenses. Wait.
Also, he is a. This is from 2002.
What is this from?
This is from the film Queen of the Damned.
Oh, I never saw Queen of the Damned. I heard it's good.
It is not.
Oh.
It's terrible.
Poor Aaliyah.
You have to watch it. Oh, yes. It is. And it is dedicated to her at the end, which is very sad.
It was posthumous, right?
I think it was released posthumous. So they
dedicated to her while she was
alive. It's like, you did a really good job.
You're so good.
Just for the DVD release.
I would be like, are you guys planning to kill me?
Right? It's like, no. Come get in this limo. We'll take you to your airplane.
So is that what happens in the movie? She's like, come to hang out with me?
No, so she's hardly in this fucking movie.
Oh, but dang.
At the end, she appears and is like, I'm the main villain now, suddenly.
Oh.
There's no fucking plot to speak of. It's terrible. Oh. Except
you're gonna get haunted
the
by
main
Aaliyah.
Vampire, mm-hmm. like, comes out of his crypt after hundreds of years, and he's like, I'm bored. Also, there's like this sort of goth industrial type band that rehearses in the cemetery that I sleep in.
Okay.
I'm going to turn them into vampires. Perfect. And become the like even bigger than Evanescence.
Okay.
I'm sorry, hold on.
Is he like a Stephen Dorff type?
Also,
no,
wait.
He's not cool. He's not that cool.
Wait, I can't move forward until... Did you call them Evanescence?
He did.
Is it that? Is that not
it's a V. Evanescence.
Evanescence?
Yeah.
Like Evanescent?
No,
like
Evanescence.
Evanescence, the band.
But is it a word?
No, I think it's just like a sound.
Okay, well then, I'm not beholden to made-up words.
But wait,
okay,
hold on. Is Evanescence a word to you?
No.
No way.
Evanescence?
No.
Of or related to Eben? What are you talking about?
I've always said it that way. That's all I'm saying.
Well, because here's the thing. B's and V's do sound similar.
Sure.
In fact, they're almost completely the same sound in
if
Spanish.
If you were on the phone spelling right. Evanescence, you would have to say V as in Victor.
Yeah. Or B as in...
I mean, or you would just say Evanescence like the band.
And everyone would know exactly what you're talking about. They'd be like, oh, from Daredevil. And you'd be like, yes, that's right.
Okay,
wait,
here's
they're in Daredevil?
Evanescence... Yeah. Is an abstract noun expressing the notion of ephemerality.
Oh.
Tight.
That's pretty sick. That is cool.
Tight, man.
It's a pretty dope name.
That's why we know Evanescence is because of Daredevil. They have two songs in the Ben Affleck Daredevil movie.
Oh, I was picturing the current Netflix Daredevil.
That's what I was picturing too.
And also, I did own, they had an actual album.
I had that album too. I saw them at Summerfest that year.
Oh, wow.
Did you know that they originally didn't have that man going, wake me up, in
wake
it?
Wake me up.
Yeah, and so then there was like an executive was like, you
should be more shouting on this.
There
record.
Should be like a man shouting on this
because
like
singing.
Femme goth rock is not cool.
Mm.
So then they added that guy.
But they
he was not
of,
originally in the band.
They kind of made femme goth rock.
Because I think people were like, we don't really care about the guy so much. And we more like the witchy lady being angsty because we're 13 and, you know, want to be cool.
I mean, that album I feel like was immediately praised and maligned at the exact same time.
I don't think I've ever heard Kelly speak with such disdain.
No?
I'm embarrassed because I remember seeing the music video for that and being like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
You might really like Queen of the Damned.
I was like, this is awesome. I might have to fight you later. I'm going to watch it. I'll watch it on Shudder.
Here's the thing.
What is it on? Netflix?
I think it's on Netflix, yeah. Nice. I loved watching it.
Okay.
It is fucking horrible, though. So it's one of those for me. But yeah, if you legitimately love it, like as a movie, I'm willing to fight you on that.
Okay.
Okay. Does he literally go on television and say, I'm a vampire?
Yes.
He does.
And everyone's like, hey, check out the new vampire on MTV. You know, like that sort of thing. But then there's also, the movie also seems confused because people like come around to the idea of vampires being real, like in the movie. And also there's a secret society that always knows that vampires are real.
So what's,
I mean, it's in the like Vampire the Masquerade universe, right? It's an Anne Rice story.
Is it? Is it?
I thought so. I could totally be wrong, but I thought that it was.
It could totally
part of that
be.
Universe.
Wow.
We're going back to Wikipedia now to find out.
But the point is, he said he's a vampire.
Right.
And then turned out to be a vampire.
I think you would feel really dumb right before you die.
I think, true.
Yeah, you'd just be like, oh,
I kind of did this to myself, yeah, didn't I? Fuck.
Dang.
Yeah, when people tell you who they are, believe them.
Yeah.
That is what they say.
Especially if it's like they're telling you there's something bad. Like, the worst case is that you believe them and then they weren't bad. But like, if you don't believe them and they are bad, then you're screwed.
Yeah.
Dang. Oh, so this
Lestat.
Is
Lestat.
Lestat. Yeah, that's his name.
It is Anne Rice.
Oh, okay.
It's,
yeah.
Wait, like the Lestat.
The Lestat is like, I'm gonna go on fucking MTV.
That's amazing.
Cannot believe. I can't believe you hate this movie.
I love it.
It's a
terrible
film.
Movie. It is. God awful. That doesn't mean I hate it necessarily.
Colin, were you watching Queen of the Damned so we could possibly talk about our topic for today?
Happy coincidence. I watched Queen of the Damned like 6 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
And it's the girl from Mighty Ducks is the female lead.
Yeah. Yeah. She is. Not her
Connie
strongest performance.
From Mighty Ducks.
Oh.
Ah.
Also was in Hot American Summer.
So, okay. Well, did you watch anything or read anything in prep for what we are talking about this week?
Yeah.
Do you see the connection between what you just told us about and then our topic?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what's your thing? What's your
queenship?
You guys are so weird sometimes.
I know.
That felt so
uncomfortable. It was so organic.
It was like, and I felt like I was in Children of the Corn for a second.
You were acting like it.
Colin, what else have you prepared for us for our topic?
We're hungry, Colin.
Well, there's this Queen movie coming out, so we got to talk about queenships.
First up, how many of us plan to see this movie?
I don't think I'm going to either.
I would see it on Netflix or something.
Yeah,
me
that
too.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
I'm
that
not
sounds
gonna
fine.
Spend $15 to go see it.
Because here's
the
thing.
I still haven't seen Venom.
It's yeah, and you're a woman of your promises. You're gonna see it.
Oh, I'm gonna see it.
I don't need to see a movie that's like pretty erasive. What is the word I'm looking for?
I don't, it's not a
revisionist?
Revisionist, yeah. I mean, I would guess
it
like,
omits elements.
Yeah, I don't need a movie that has hashtag no homo on every.
Yeah.
On every yeah. Thing.
Which is so weird.
It's so
Wait,
weird
what?
That they made that choice. Every time Freddie Mercury's on screen, it says hashtag no homo.
What are you people talking about? What?
They really downplay Freddie Mercury's sexuality and like, or this is my understanding.
Yeah.
In this movie that they're like, the only thing more exciting than their music is his story, but we won't talk about how he died or that he was gay.
I think he has an affair with a man.
Okay.
I think that is in.
But
there.
They do not talk
they
about
don't
the
talk
fact
about
that he had HIV.
Well, apparently, no, they do.
A what?
They
change the order of things and have him tell them he's HIV positive six months before he actually got diagnosed. So they play around with it so that they can do, is it Live Aid? What is the big concert?
Oh, yeah.
They do, like, it's. And apparently they play like 5 or 6 songs
what?
Straight at this concert. And they tell us, the audience, that he has HIV, and he tells his bandmates before the concert, but he didn't know for another 6 months.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, spoilers! So
also, this movie was like a mess.
Yeah,
like,
this was also in all, this is in the Variety review, so their fault.
Okay. I mean, any biopic is gonna make its storytelling decisions to make things more dramatic. I was uninterested in seeing it regardless.
Are you not a queener?
I fucking love Queen. They're the
really?
Best. Yeah. I don't, what are you going to go watch a movie about someone pretending to be someone awesome that you love? Like, that doesn't seem...
I would watch a biopic about someone that I'm interested in.
Really?
Like, yeah. Well, if I knew that they
were going to... I'm going to see that Elton John movie.
I'm going to see the Mary Queen of Scots movie.
I think, and then you hope that they do a good job. Mm-hmm. I think the issue is that, like, this movie had so many stumbling blocks in being made.
Plus, there's the whole, like, Bryan Singer of it all.
That's kind of what I meant.
Yeah. I mean, both of him, like, being fired off the movie, but also just, like, being on the fucking movie in the first place.
On it at all. Yeah.
Yeah. Is a problem.
Yeah. Fuck that, dude. Okay, so... Now that we've talked enough shit about this movie that none of us have seen, what is your what's your queenship?
Well, my queenship comes from the television series King of the Hill. And if Hank Hill is the titular King of the Hill, that makes his lovely bride, Peggy, the queen.
You love Peggy so much.
Love Peggy Hill. She's
Peggy
like,
Hill's pretty great.
She's so fun. She's a monster. But my ship is her and Hank. I think I also have a side ship, which is Bobby and Connie, because they're just cute, especially in the early seasons when they're super awkward. But
I mean, she would be Princess of the Hill at best.
Well, I guess, yeah, Bobby is Prince of the Hill.
Yeah, I would assume.
You think he's heir apparent?
Well, there's no other option. He can't have another son.
I feel like Luann might steal it.
Luann has no claim to the throne.
The throne of the hill?
Yeah, but how hard is it to fight Hank and beat him? Or not Hank, sorry. Bobby and beat him for anything. Not hard.
Yeah, she could trick him with a couple of fruit pies.
Easily deposed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What, I'm trying to like get a clear image in my head of like what the actual relationship between Peggy and Hank is.
It's ridiculous. It's a lot of Peggy. Well, one of the two of them will get into a situation where they get into some sort of mess. The other one does not believe them. Kind of like just sort of like dismisses them like you're crazy. I don't believe what you're saying to me right now, spouse.
Gaslighting?
Yeah, something like that. Or is it gaslighting if you just don't believe someone? If you think they're full of shit?
Yeah. No, I guess
it's
if you truly believe it.
If you
have the information and you're like, I'm gonna fucking purposely manipulate
so it's not
you.
Gaslighting.
It's just you don't trust your fucking wife.
It's gaslighting.
It's not being supportive.
De jure, or wait, no, de facto. De facto gaslighting versus de jure.
Mm-hmm.
That was a law joke. I'm sorry. I can't believe I did that.
No, it's really good.
Thank you. De jure meaning by law, de facto meaning by like just how it is.
Right. It's like cause and effect. It's like effect or correlation versus causation.
Gotcha.
So they don't believe each other when they have problems?
So you like that?
Yes. Well, here's the thing. I like them as a couple.
Just like Peggy.
I love Peggy. Well, I love Hank, too. They're ridiculous people. Like, the thing I was thinking about on my way over here is, like, if you met this couple at a party of, like, a mutual friend, the next day they would be all you could talk about.
Yeah.
That's true. They are fascinating people.
They're crazy.
Yeah.
I love them. So... they don't belong with anyone else in the world. Then they do love each other.
They
the episode always ends with them like coming to terms with each other and like, you know, making amends and what have you.
Yeah.
They're not going to find anyone else. Although Bill is always waiting around the corner for Peggy if she ever wants to take him up on that. But
I feel like that kind of keeps Hank on his toes.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah,
that's really healthy.
And Bill like sort of always being the fox hanging around the hen house.
What is it with cartoon dads always having like the friend around that wants to get with his wife?
Because
there's one of those in Family Guy and in Simpsons, like Mo wants to get with Marge.
Yeah, Mo does like Marge.
What's up with cartoon dads?
Marge.
Oh yeah,
and he also doesn't know her name.
Yeah, calls her Midge. I was an idiot.
I love that.
He's way dumb.
New ship. Mo and Midge. They are the queen and king of my heart.
I hate that.
Yeah. All right, what do you got?
Okay, so I don't know why I do this, but every couple years, I will resubject myself to the Star Wars prequels. It's just like a...
Why?
Every couple of years? That means you only take 1 year off between?
No. A non-literal couple. Every several years. Okay. Every maybe 5 or 6 years.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good.
You know, there was something Jar Jar Binksy about you.
Whoa!
Holy shit! Good goddamn!
I don't think Patrick's gonna recover. That was...
I'll just leave now.
Wow. I just said it to be mean. It's not true.
You seemed more Binksy than normal.
Yeah, today you were very Binksy.
I am a little bit Binksier than usual.
Oh, no! There it is. Yep.
Keep it.
So I watched the first two, right? Uh-huh. Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones, and then was like, I need a goddamn break. Because Attack of the Clones is so bad.
You're doing this to yourself.
I know
why you're complaining to us.
This is the vampire scenario all over again.
I'm trying to anticipate where this is going, and I don't know if I like it.
Okay.
Queen Amidala.
I only think of one queen.
Well, just wait.
Okay. How can you tell?
So when I get to Revenge of the Sith, which is also a terrible movie, doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
like, all of the scenes are confusing. I'm like, how did these people get in this room, in this part of this conversation? Why are we here?
Yeah.
But there is, like, a running suspicion in Anakin's head that Queen Amidala, his lady friend and mother to his children, has something going on with Obi-Wan Kenobi. And during the course of this movie, I was like, that should happen.
Yeah.
The thing that Anakin thinks, like, the thing that is, like, fucking up his whole worldview should actually be happening.
Yeah. But that would require something to make sense in one of those fucking movies.
Well, absolutely.
Obi-Wan would not do that.
See, but in the world, I'm imagining he does.
How does it start?
Okay, so it's got to be, he's coming over to, like, check on her. He knows that she's pregnant. Yeah. And is like...
Oh, wait, they find out she's... What?
Uh-oh.
No. Shit, his dick is punching.
Yeah.
I'm still into it. I'm still into it for sure. Yeah.
Well, he can block his own dick with the Force.
Okay.
So he won't actually punch Luke in the...
Okay. You can have sex with pregnant women.
You can't punch him in the dick. No, you'll scramble. He'll scramble like an egg.
Something very strange going on.
If you're wearing the scissor dick from Seven, then you're probably going to have some problems. Maybe.
Plus, Leia is just doing her Mary Poppins move.
Just like soaring back into the womb.
Okay, no, tell me more about this.
Okay, so she's pregnant.
So it has to be a he's the other man situation, or I'm not interested.
Kind of an age difference, no?
Yeah, a pretty big age difference. Okay. Yeah, he's like a 40-year-old man, and she's like late 20s or something. Okay. So she's like, oh, I'm really worried about Anakin. And he's like, I'm really worried about him too. And she's like, I don't even know him anymore. And he's like, you're fucking telling me. He's like going nuts.
Yeah.
Their whole world is just like crumbling down around them. And the only comfort they can find is fucking in each other.
Yeah. Okay. So are they crying at all?
Yeah, the whole time.
Yay!
and they're both calling Anakin's name.
No.
Pregnant. Crying. And yelling Anakin's name. Shit.
The most specific fetish we talked about.
This is all I want. And then Anakin can be super upset and pissy. And then he
goes on his killing spree. Then he runs into the arms of the Emperor.
Right. And, like, you know, crushes Amidala's fucking skull or whatever he does with the Force that makes her die. She dies of a broken heart is what the official stance of the movie
says. So.
That's right.
A fucking medical droid says she died of a broken heart. That is bad programming.
Yeah, it is. It is.
But I would believe it if she was fucking Obi-Wan.
So I like that. I like that with him as the other man. I like the intense sadness.
I want something to happen before.
Well, they do have, like, this big history with each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I want maybe there was some hanky-panky back then.
Just, like, some hand stuff.
Back then, she was a kid.
No, she's older than she looks.
No, she's younger than she looks.
Okay, Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
She's a really old soul.
Oh my God, are you directing the next X-Men movie?
I think so. I think that's me. Oh my God. Ryan Singer.
Oh my God.
Ooh.
So that is literally the only bit of joy that I got out of watching Revenge of the Sith the most recent time. It's, the movie sucks so much, but if you can just imagine that there's some like other man hanky-panky crying the whole time going on.
If you just imagine okay. something that's not happening in the movie, yeah. it is happening in the movie.
Isn't there a fun Yoda fighting scene in that?
Oh, is it Flippy?
Doesn't he do
oh,
some...
it's Flippy, yeah.
But isn't it like bad CGI-y?
It's bad CGI-y, but like even more than that, it's just like bad fundamental filmmaking. Mm. Like there are you walk in,
wow.
we see a room and there's just like two characters that are together that have not been talking, and one of them is just like, I'm worried about the state of the Senate.
Or
like it's all like all of and it's
oh,
every
they all,
scene.
They always say, I'm worried about Anakin.
Right.
I'm worried
and
about
then
and then
they start fucking
fuck.
And crying.
Yeah. Well,
Kelly, what's your queenship?
Okay. So mine is two characters that are both queens. They're not together. I wish they were. Because I don't think these characters even ever meet. But they are in the same world. They're both in Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
And I want Queen Marjorie and Dany to be together. Because I think...
Oh, yeah.
Marjorie is smart as shit.
Yeah.
And she knows... I think if she had met Dany, she'd be like, oh...
This is where
I need
money.
To put my money.
Yeah.
And then she starts talking to Dany. And she's like, oh, you have such a fierce desire to protect your people. I like that about you because yeah. like I am a queen of the people. And then she's like, but you know what? You kind of like are a teeny bit cray and like really into revenge. And like you have your dragons and sometimes you just are a little hot coming in. Whereas like Marjorie's really good at diplomacy. She's yeah. really
well, and
good at
yeah,
that.
Marjorie can deal with someone who's coming in hot.
Yes. She knows exactly how to diffuse that. And I think Dany would respect someone that's as cunning as Marjorie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think if they were to team up, they would be unstoppable.
I like the ship a lot. I think it's especially good for Marjorie because we only see her like paired up with like dudes that fucking let her the hell down.
Or psychos.
Are awful to begin with.
Yeah.
Well, that's always just a means to an end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like she's.
But like, this is a relationship that she could actually get something out of emotionally instead of like put up with so that she can get whatever power.
Yeah. And I also think it starts as that. I think it starts mm-hmm. as her being like, that's where I need to put my cards.
Yeah.
I'm going to start, you know, I'm going to be like sexy coy and like, you know, get her mm-hmm. to notice me and then I'll marry her and then like, you know, I'll have my cards in the right place.
Right.
Then let's say they're like at a meeting with some of the other heads of whatever. Mm-hmm. The other people
Middle
start
Earth.
Like the heads of state. Some of the other like leaders start getting a little, you know, like they start like kind of talking trash. Yeah, they get like rabble rousy, and then they kind of start talking trash to Dany.
Mm-hmm.
Dany's about to have their heads fucking chomped off by a dragon.
Yeah.
Then Marjorie steps in, organizes something, somehow is so like good and cunning and manipulative that she gets them to get coin to Dany's cause.
Crazy.
Dany's like, whoa, this is like, you're really good at this. Then she's like, I have other talents. And then they
start saying Anakin.
Then they start crying.
Weeping.
Stop it.
One of them is pregnant.
Oh hell, make them both pregnant.
They're both pregnant. And then I think also like I think Marjorie is like kind of creeped out by the dragons, but then Dany like takes her on a dragon ride and she's like, oh, it is beautiful, like this Aww. Isn't really for me, but like I see the power here and like the bond that you have with your dragons. I would never try to come between that because I know that these are your children. And Danny's like, wow, no one really truly believes that except you.
Yeah,
I love that you respect that for me. And then together they fucking, and then here's the thing. Marjorie knows that like Dany still needs to like have dragons eat some people, so she's like, okay, like some
we'll
people,
find the people,
yeah, the people that need to be eaten can get eaten, but like most of the time, let's just like get it so that coin comes our way, so that like resources come our way.
And I would say Marjorie is in no way like against corporal punishment.
Oh no,
she's into that. She knows some motherfuckers got to get eat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But she's smarter about, like, sometimes revenge isn't the best thing. Mm-hmm. Right, sometimes right. you can yeah. use things to your advantage.
I love
she's
that.
The best, like, public relations.
Yes.
Person.
Yeah, and I think Danny
needs that.
Yeah,
and Danny wouldn't horrible. Resent yeah. the fact yeah. that she's like just in it for the power. I think she would even respect.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Because she would at first be like, "Oh, I can use her. Sure, mm-hmm. fine. Like, she's good at, like, you know, negotiating. She's like some dumb thing like negotiating. Okay, fine." And then, like, things just start growing between them. A hand in the small of the back becomes
further down the back.
Further down the
and
back,
slightly around the front.
It becomes a touch on the cheek. Becomes a kiss in the hallway. Becomes this and that, and then. And then they start, like, they're like, actually, I am falling for you.
Let me ask you this. Mm. Does Tyrion mm-hmm. let this happen?
So Tyrion tries to fight it at first.
Yeah.
Because he's like, she's only in it for power and security.
Right. And sort like, of like usurps Tyrion's kind
yeah,
of role.
Exactly.
There.
He's like, this yeah. is what I'm here for. He's yeah. like, I'm the hand. I like, this is my thing. And I think maybe. So this is like in a fanfic world, right? Mm-hmm. So like,
no, this whole thing has been in a fanfic world. So they like, were both pregnant and fucking.
This whole podcast?
Yes. I think that I do want to keep Tyrion around and I want him to feel like he's needed. So I think,
you going to give him Jon Snow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's ship Tyrion yeah. and Jon Snow together just to get them both off the
just
board.
To get them off, just get them done.
Yeah.
Keep Sansa safe.
I think that's like, yeah. No, I think you're right. I think Tyrion starts counseling Jon Snow because mm-hmm. this is going to happen when Jon Snow comes to ask
yeah.
Danny for help.
Yes.
And this is in
and Margaery's still alive.
An AU where Margaery's right. alive.
Yeah.
So Margaery's alive. She's there for some reason. Who cares?
Yeah.
And so I think. Tyrion starts counseling Jon, and he's finding that Jon is like more like he receives his
yeah.
his advice better.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, oh well, I'll just go here, and then maybe there's something like, you know, Jon needs him. So Jon's like, I need someone to guide me.
Well, yeah, I mean, there are a bunch of White Walkers coming,
right? And he's like, and you've been to the Wall already.
There yeah. we go. So he's like an expert
and
in
Tyrion's
it.
Like, yeah. I don't want to go back there. And he's like, yeah, but no one else yeah. knows the Wall.
No one
and
else can do
Danny
it.
Danny loves sending people on side quests,
yeah.
and then they
yeah.
like reluctantly go.
Yeah, yeah. So Danny's
it's
like
her total thing.
Yeah, yeah
thing.
They got to go collect 8 rabbit
well,
pelts.
Yeah,
and return.
Yeah.
Well, because she also doesn't want anyone emotionally close to her.
Yes,
she sometimes
much.
Sends and them physically away.
Also,
yes.
does not like people to disagree with her at any
no.
point.
No,
no.
Because if you are merely offering advice that's counter, that means you don't want her to be queen and are plotting for when she dies.
Yeah, Margaery, mm-hmm. I think would help her put some of that in perspective.
I think
so.
They'd be good together.
Good ship.
Good
I
ship.
Like
thank
it.
You.
Good job.
It's rare for me.
Right. No kidding.
Well, the next couple episodes, we'll see what happens.
I love it. Ryan, what's your queenship?
Queen.
I had so many flowing through my brain, but I had to go with the one that's probably closest to my heart and closest to our thematic inspiration. And that is from the film that I think perhaps uses Queen in the most effective way, a little film called Wayne's World.
Okay.
I ship Wayne and Cassandra.
Done.
It's a good ship.
I
love them.
Good.
They belong together.
I think
kind
she
of a
could
dick.
Have other options.
No, she could.
Actually, she could.
I was just talking about this like a few weeks ago. I anti-ship this 100%.
Really?
Wait,
is it because she could have capital A anyone?
Yes. And he is small town, small potatoes.
He is,
she
but
should
she
cut
is,
a record
is,
deal and
okay.
move the fuck out of Aurora.
That's but a fantasy that she's never going to. She's
Mr.
always.
Big.
Mr. Big wants to fuck her. That's the thing.
Whoa.
Mr. Big never tried to fuck her. Mr. Big was like, I want
to
fucking make a music video.
He wants to, is what I'm telling you. All of these big city guys for her. She belongs with small town, sweet, camera one, camera two.
No.
Camera two. That's what she wants. That's what she wants. She likes it. She's happy. That's what matters.
Okay.
Her happiness.
I'll say this. If there was a world where she could pursue her career and have success without Wayne becoming a jealous monster, then maybe he can ride her coattails or just be a partner with her in her life.
I understand what you're saying, but I think this comes from your artist's soul. I think you're projecting some of that onto this. She chooses him and Aurora and that life. That's what she wants. She's, you sound like her father.
It's, she could be anything she wants.
Jar Jar Binks style.
I was trying for a Jar Jar Binks dig.
Thank God.
You're not alone.
The Jar Jar Binks fell off of me. Landed on Colin. Oh my God.
Can we recount Wayne's World 2 and make Jar Jar Binks be Cassandra's dad?
Hey guys,
two relationships.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.